Meeting of the Senate Special Committee on Trans-Alaska Pipeline System Throughput to Order. Let the record reflect that it is 15:30 p.m. on Thursday, January 27, 2013. We're in the Belts Room 105 in the Tom Stewart Building. Let the record show that we have a quorum to do business. Present are myself, Co-Chairman Machicki, Co-Chairman Senator Dunleavy, Senator McGuire, Senator Gardner. I'd like to remind everyone to please turn off your cell phones. If you'll bear with me, this is my first committee meeting that I'm leading in the Alaska State Senate, so I'll try to stay calm and get through this professionally. This committee will start the session meeting on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3:30 in the Belts Room 105 here in the Tom Stewart Building. This is the time scheduled for community and regional affairs, so when the business of CNRA starts increasing, we may adjust that time somewhat, but it'll be well noticed. A few housekeeping items. This is a five-member committee. A quorum will consist of three members. The passage of a bill requires three votes. And I want to recognize some of the main staff for the committee. First of all, Nancy Jones will be our Senate Records Secretary. Brett Huber is here with Senator McGuire's office, Chief of Staff. Steve Ritchie is the co-chair from co-chair Dunleavy's office. Mr. Larry Simmons is here from my office as well as Lynn Smith. LAO staff today is Alex B.B. Gudice. And I want to welcome Senator Ellis and the Senate Resources Chair, Senator Giesel. The purpose of our organizational meeting today is to discuss the committee's objectives. The TAPS Throughput Decline Committee thanks you for being here. I'm Senator Peter Machicki from District O. I'll be serving as co-chair with Senator Dunleavy. We wanted to have an organizational meeting today to invite Alaskans to hear about the importance of why this committee has been assembled, learn about how the committee will operate, how to participate in the TAPS committee process, and so that we can have an opportunity to provide examples of some of the issues in the committee we'll be evaluating over the next few weeks. I want to begin by stressing that the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System Throughput Committee is not an oil tax committee. Although the TAPS committee is the first committee of reference for the Governor's Senate Bill 21, we will be processing the bill here over the next few weeks and expect to pass it on to resources for further processing by February 7th. I would now like to ask Joe Balash from the Department of Natural Resources and Michael Pawlowski from the Department of Revenue to join us. You can identify yourself for the record. The purpose for the presence of these gentlemen today is twofold. One is to demonstrate that we do in fact have a decline in the TAPS system, the lifeblood of the state of Alaska economically, and that along with that decline comes an economic decline as well. Gentlemen.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Joe Balash. I'm the Deputy Commissioner at the Department of Natural Resources.
For the record, my name is Michael Pawlowski. I'm the advisor to the Commissioner for Petroleum Fiscal Systems under the Department of Revenue.
Thank you, John. And I will let you lead this discussion. And I do want to note it on the record that Senator Faircloth has arrived at 15:34. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, again, this is Michael Pawlowski. The committee had asked the departments to provide from the revenue sources book graphics and tables illustrating the historic oil production on the North Slope of Alaska and the projected production that is in the fall 2012 revenue sources book, as well as the associated revenues that are projected over the next 10 years, which is the period covered by the fall 2012 revenue sources book. So we were able to put together a series of three slides that aggregate that information from the RSB for your convenience. And I would point out on slide two, this is the look back from 1977 through 2022 of North Slope oil production broken out by the areas of production as they are aggregated within the revenue sources book. The dotted line is in 2012, and that shows the dividing line between what is historic record and what is future forecasted production under the current revenue sources book projections. Mr. Chairman, if I could point out just a few things on that chart that I think bear importance is that you see, first of all, the size and scale of the blue tranche of production. And that is the production from Prudhoe Bay, as it indicates on the legend at the bottom of the chart. Then you see the scale of the purple, which is the production from the Kuparuk Reservoir. And what we believe this chart helps show is the different sources of oil and production. And so you see the flattening in 2001 to 2007. And in that area, you see the light purple, which is the Alpine production that came online at that time, as well as what is classified as offshore, which is an aggregation of fields within that three-mile limit that is still the state land, subject to state tax, still has the state royalty. So rather than just showing you the line and the profile of the decline, we wanted to, as the source book does, break it out and let you see that there are fields coming in and there are other fields declining over time in this forecast. And then the dotted line going forward shows you the department's current estimate of production going out into the future. And if members want to dig deeper into that, the chapter is Chapter 4 in the Fall Revenue Sources book, which illustrates much deeper information about the production forecast. Turning to slide 2, which isn't numbered in the packet for you, but this is a table that has information in it.
Just 1 second, committee members, any questions before we move on to slide 2? Senator Gardner.
Thank you very much. I think it would be interesting for the committee, I know we're not a tax committee, but just to kind of have a broad understanding of the tax rate during these various kind of segments, I guess we could call it, on a chart like this. Not necessarily right now, but say from 89 to 2001 where you see a downward slope, and then from 2001 it goes up a little to 2004 and drops, and just kind of compare what's happening in the tax world and maybe oil prices too at the same time.
Senator Gardner, through the chair, we're happy to work with the committee to provide those type of legends and additional information on charts as we go forward, and look forward to coordinating with you on it.
And I just to follow up on that, Senator Gardner, I think we have a laundry list of things we want to look at, and we certainly want to add anything that any committee members want to process as well. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next series of tables have been broken up into two pages simply because the covering 10 years on one page made the font too small to really approach, but it's the same data in a table divided between two pages. And what you're seeing here is fiscal year 2012 through to fiscal year 2022. And the first row is the forecast ANS West Coast oil price. This is the price forecast that exists in the fall 2012 revenue sources book that the future revenue forecast is based on. But as the committee is well aware, revenues in our system are a function of the combination of price and production. And in the second row, you see the forecast total ANS, that's Alaska North Slope production, state and federal barrels going forward on a 1,000 barrel a day analysis. And what you see in FY 2012 is a projected 579,100 barrels per day, thousands of barrels a day again. And this is on average. I think that's important for the committee to know that as we look at the North Slope production, there is variance between summer and winter, and sometimes those variances are larger than others, and there's multiple ways to look at annual oil production. Sometimes looking at it in terms of millions of barrels a year is another way to look at the total production, because people will see different levels of production at different times of year, and then this is just an average of that total production broken out over the year. In the final row, Mr. Chairman, is based on that forecast price and that forecast production, and behind that, the forecast lease expenditures, operating expenditures, TAPS tariffs, and all the various components that go into the revenue forecast. you see general fund unrestricted revenues in FY 2012 of $9.4 billion, $850 million. And then as you see from fiscal year 13 going forward, the difference in revenues. And remember, it's important when looking at the revenue line to also look at the price and the production line, because as production changes, the revenue changes, and as price changes, the revenue changes. And within the revenue sources book, in particular for the near-term fiscal years, there are price sensitivity charts that give you a feeling for exactly how sensitive the state revenues are to the price of oil. And so what you see in the forecast, Mr. Chairman, is a projected decline in fiscal year 2012 of 579,100 barrels a day to fiscal year 2022, 338,500 barrels a day under the department's current production forecast and the associated revenues that come along with that.
Fish, is there any way that these numbers could be measured, or someone could doubt that the production of North Slope crude is in decline?
Mr. Chairman, I think if we go back to the first page, certainly looking at North Slope oil production from 1986, 87, right around the peak, 88, from that point on, it has been a steady decline in North Slope production with offsets as new fields have come online. As the department's current projected forecast, based on what we know today in terms of what the currently producing profiles look like, what are reasonable projects that are under development and under evaluation, that is this snapshot in time's look forward. As things change, that production forecast might change going forward, but that is the best look that we have today, Mr. Chairman. And I think it's important to note that I think that's it, Mr. Chairman, for what we can say about the forecast production at this point. And I think it's important to note that we will be happy to bring the people that directly in the department work on the production forecast back to the committee to have them do the deeper dive into what goes into the production forecasting, what they see going forward, and I think that will help the committee to understand the what these numbers are and what they are not.
Thank you. Senator Gardner.
Mr. Chair. The last line on page 2, the general fund unrestricted revenues, that's under the current tax structure, and I think it would be helpful for the committee to have another line, which would be general fund unrestricted revenues under passage of the governor's bill as it's currently written.
Senator Gardner, through the chair, we'll work with the committee to illustrate that. We had been asked to specifically start with the base revenue forecast.
Okay.
As it was published by the department, mm-hmm. and again pointing to the price of oil on the top line being one of the main drivers in that.
To help, I should clarify, the purpose of today's meeting is simply to define why we exist on this committee.
Okay.
And that is for to help people understand that we are truly in decline, and we do truly have a revenue decline. Before I move on, do we have any other questions for our the administration? No. If you don't mind standing by, you don't have to stay in the hot seat. But,
Mr. Chairman, we are happy to.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to remind Alaskans, we've heard this discussion framed many ways over the years. The fact is our state received 90% of its revenue from one source. That source happens to be the production of North Slope oil. It's clearly time to act. And whether one chooses to like the situation or not, one thing is for certain, the people of the state of Alaska are in the oil business. 90% of the roads on which we drive, the universities where we further our education, the schools, ferries, and public buildings we enjoy are funded by being in the oil business. 90% of every public employee salary and benefit dollar. Oil revenue funds public safety, it funds social programs, it funds the education of our young people, it pays for 90% of the cost of everything you love about our state and what our state government offers you. Until we're able to diversify our economy, it is in every Alaskan's best interest to flatten the decline of production through the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System. This committee's primary objective is to stop the decline and eliminate obstacles to increasing production in the future. We've assembled a great team here. We're very diversified on this issue, no question about it. But I think we all have the right thing in our hearts to move Alaska forward, and that is reducing the decline of oil from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez. We also are going to be looking at the substantial operational hurdles and cost increases associated with running the system below design. And in recognition of our Constitution under Article 8, Section 1, which requires natural resources to be managed for maximum use consistent with the public interest, it's incumbent upon the legislature to assess the reality surrounding the decline of ANS oil production and to take an active role increasing TAPS throughput by all reasonable means. It is imperative that we manage to the best interest of Alaskans and never to the industry that elects to extract the blessings which are Alaska's natural resources. Yet in order for Alaskan resources to best serve Alaskans, they must be responsibly produced and brought to market. The primary job description of legislators honored to have been sent to represent their constituents this season is to determine a responsible balance to reach flattened or enhanced levels of production of North Slope oil. So this special committee was formed by resolution with the specific task of defining opportunities designed to flatten the decline or increase the flow through the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System and take the appropriate action related to increasing TAPS throughput. So we will be meeting Tuesdays and Thursdays right here from 3:30 to 5. Our objectives are clearly to increase throughput in TAPS. Again, this committee is not an oil tax committee. It may be the first committee of reference for Senate Bill 21, but our primary objective will be to operate after we pass the bill on to resources and to continue working the operational issues associated with the obstacles to increasing production. And some of the issues that we'll be looking at, and we'll add to this list or subtract to it, depending on what you have time to process in 90 days, will be water and gas handling limits to production, access to existing production and future exploration production locations, efficient permitting. We want to protect the environment without waste and redundancy. The Alaska Lease Program, TAPS tariff and the effects on costs to the state, leveling the Arctic environment and conditional challenges, limited available equipment, workforce, and support industry, limited and aging infrastructure, as well as TAPS, water, and wax issues, the Alaska severance and production tax structure under Senate Bill 21, state and federal regulatory hurdles, environmental litigation, narrowing the time between new discoveries and production, global competition for industry investment capital, understanding the effects of past incentives and improving future incentives, the potential for Alaska hire and Alaska investment performance incentives, effects of decoupling heavy oil and gas from traditional North Slope oil production, incentivizing specifically to encourage new oil and Middle Earth exploration and production. Middle Earth is defined as south of 68 degrees and north of Cook Inlet. Investigating AG transitional zone incentives, where the state receives 27% in the area 3 to 6 miles offshore, and the potential for resolving a greater percentage of OCS revenues more similar to OCS states in the Gulf of Mexico. We'll be operating under a set of tenets, and I believe Senator Dunleavy wanted to cover those tenets for us.
Thank you. Yes, there'll be several tenets, and I'll go over them now. The policy must seek a balance between maintaining a competitive economic environment for Alaska and its global industry, while at the same time assuring a reliable, long-term revenue stream to fund vital state services. I repeat, the end goal is to ensure that we have a long-term sustainable revenue for the state of Alaska. So in order to do that, there's a few tenets that we're going to be looking at and following. Recognition of the history and reality of Alaska being a resource state, management of Alaska's oil gas resources for the maximum benefit of the people for today as well as the future. And that's the other thing that we want to be sure that folks focus on. It's not just for today, It's well into the future for future generations of Alaskans is what we're looking at in terms of policy. The committee will also recognize and nurture the relationship between the state as an owner and the industry as producers of our oil and gas resources. We'll provide consistent sources of revenue to the state over the long term and increase responsible exploration, development, and production of oil and gas. Promote commercialization of challenged resources, gas, viscous, and heavy oil, as well as increase jobs for Alaskans. The committee will work to ensure a fair take for Alaskans while competing globally to attract industry investment in Alaska. We're going to promote advances in technology and efficiency, respond to environmental conditions and concerns, secure a future of economic growth, not economic decline, and finally work to provide predictable terms and rules for industry partners.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm going to just cover future meeting dates. As we know them today, January 22nd, we'll be receiving presentations by the Department of Revenue and Department of Natural Resources, primarily regarding Senate Bill 21. January 24th, Senate Bill 21, Oil and Gas Production Tax, again with DOR, DNR, as well as presentation by Econ 1, Mr. Barry Pulliam. January 29th will be testimony by invitation, as well as January 31st. Our plan right now is to have the 3:30 to 5 meetings for invited testimony, and then reopening 5:30 to 7:30 on both of those evenings for public testimony. A key element in this process is there's a few things that I know I'll personally be committing to. This is not a party issue. I'm representing the people of Alaska and the future of the people of Alaska. I hope we can leave our issues aside and look at the best choices for moving Alaska forward on a sustainable economy. But a key element in this process is to allow all the time necessary for all Alaskans from all sides of this issue to testify. We're openly inviting Alaskans to participate. We will extend meeting times to receive on the record all public testimony, which will be respectfully heard by all members of this community. We are in the oil business, but we are partners in this business, and we're partners with all the people of Alaska. No matter where they stand individually, we're certainly open to inviting their participation, and we certainly hope they'll come forward and we get a good representation of the cross-section of how Alaskans feel about these issues moving forward. So with that, we look forward to the next meeting, but I want to first give other committee members an opportunity to comment before we close the meeting. So, choosing to comment?
Sure. Senator Gardner. I'd like to thank you for your comments. I'm looking forward to this committee, and I understand that this is an issue that's of critical importance to the state of Alaska, and I don't think we have any disagreement anywhere in the state about that issue. So I'm looking forward to it, and thank you.
Thank you. Others? Well, this is an easy group. The next committee meeting will be held at 3:30 p.m. I'm sure it's going to stay that easy. On Tuesday, January 22nd, and this will be our first meeting on Senate Bill 21, the Governor's Oil and Gas Production Tax Bill. And the administration will be introducing the bill. So thank you for your participation, and we will see you on the 22nd. We are adjourned.